This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. You need not live, work, nor have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida, to call Brandon Legal Group for a free consult or go online to brandonlegalgroup.com. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf events, Brandon Legal Group. Visit brandonlegalgroup.com. It is also the 60th anniversary of Anthony Peroni and his Pin Chasers family entertaining children, adults, and savvy bowling veterans in the Tampa Bay area. 60 years they've been doing it. They have three locations in the Tampa Bay area: 6816 Gale Boulevard, the Midtown location is 4847 North Armenia, and the Veterans location is 5555 West Hillsborough Avenue. On Labor Day, if you don't have locked-in plans come Labor Day, your fallback is bowling at Pin Chasers. They are doing their 13th annual Labor Day Marathon at all three locations, and it's this simple. From 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., whenever you walk in the door, you plop down $12 and you bowl as much as you want, as much as you can. If you are in the door at 9:01 a.m., you can bowl until 9 p.m. Now, the thought of that alone has me reaching out to Dr. Tran from the Buccaneers, a chiropractor who helps me when I have my golf injuries. But maybe you can pull it off. Still, you don't need to stay all 12 hours. That would be a dollar an hour for bowling, by the way. But it's the Labor Day Marathon, Monday, September 2nd at Pin Chasers at all three locations. Visit pinchasers.net for more. You know, I met with Anthony just the other week, and he sort of said, you know, when are we going to start talking football? And I'm going to wait one more Toddcast to do it because, again, once we start, I don't see any turning back, which is a good thing. But obviously, I'm going to have a lot of time. And sure, there are some holdouts and some things. And remember, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast has returned. We are presented by Hooters on that side of the podcast. We are having our draft event at Hooters. You are welcome to come to our draft event and play in one of the podcast leagues. You just have to listen to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast for all that info, where we'll address Le'Veon Bell's apology to fantasy owners in the next edition of that podcast. So, Anthony, give me one more, because today was a significant day for me. It is July 29th, and it's a significant day because it's 2 months before my next golf tournament. I thank Sherry with Sir Speedy in Palm Harbor. She does now my graphic design on my logos, and you can see the logos for my 21st golf tournament. It's amazing I'm talking about these now, and we're into the 20s, and 22, 23, 24, and 25 at Copperhead, the same place the PGA Tour players play every spring. We are playing there in 1 year. We are playing our major, the Todd Wright Tour Championship. That will be the 25th event on the Todd Wright Tour. It's really become something. I've obviously got quite a passion for it. And I always try to announce my next tournament officially 2 months in advance of the day we tee off. So I did that today, and everything has gone very, very well. If you'd like to see what my next tournament is all about, whether you have played in one of the previous 20 or you have not, we are open to the public. I welcome singles. I'll pair you up. Twosomes, I'll pair you up. Threesomes, I might find you a fourth. I might let you play as three. Foursomes are always, always embraced. It's your team. Have fun out there. Enjoy everything that is unique about a Todd Wright Tour event. You will not have this type of experience playing in other golf events, and I'm about to tell you why. So you can check out all the details about Todd Wright Tour 21, or as I like to call them, because I based a lot of my marketing and logos off former Super Bowl logos, Todd Wright Tour XXI. And because we are at the Eagles Golf Club, which has previously hosted a couple of Todd Wright Tour events, the logo is in the colors of the Eagles. And that's coming from a Cowboys fan. It actually looks really sharp. We did some throwback logos. We did some modern logos. Check it out on my Facebook page. I welcome you to follow me on Facebook, just Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida, or follow me on Instagram at Todd Wright 2019. You can also email me to ask questions about the golf event or wanting to see the flyer that way. Email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. As proud as I am of these events, just like any of you that would be proud of something, proud of your spouse, proud of your home, proud of your child, proud of your job, proud of a sharp haircut, proud of a new suit. We're allowed to be proud of things. It's sort of, it's fun. It gives us a good feeling. And I obviously have a very good feeling about my events, my Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. The one thing that has come to bother me in recent months about when people talk about my events, and it's good that they're talking about them. So I have to be very careful how I respond to this on social media, in person, at events, or even here on the Toddcast. When people refer to a Todd Wright scramble, I never use the term to refer to my event. Do I use the format? Sure. Do I use the format exclusively? No. Is there much more to the format than that? Yes. So let me explain why no one should use the term scramble as an all-encompassing word to describe a Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. I'm going to tell you the difference between what is commonly known as a scramble in the golf world and a Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. Now, first of all, let's just get one thing out of the way. Scramble, by definition, is a golf format where players play as a team and each hit shots and they select the best shot and all hit from there. It accentuates pace of play. It protects bad players. It allows for better scoring, more par or birdie or better opportunities. It is a format. But when used as a common term for a golf event, a scramble is basically a charity fundraiser. Now, let me say this about charity. Charity is good. Charity is wonderful when it works and when it is legit. And that doesn't happen all the time. Sometimes people lie. Sometimes things fall through the cracks. And sometimes, especially when charities use golf as a fundraiser, they don't care enough, in my opinion. This is a percentage of these type of events. They don't care enough about the people who are handing them the money. And that's wrong to me. You always need to care about who pays the bills, about who's handing over their hard-earned or dispensable income in exchange for goods or services. And what I have found from playing in 100+ of those events over the last 6 years, when something is wrong or goes wrong at these charity fundraisers that use golf as a vehicle, the scramble, the only response they have when a legitimate question is brought up why something wasn't addressed or done better, often the response is simply, well, it's for charity. Sorry, that's not good enough. It's not an excuse. It may be your goal. It's not an excuse. So I'm going to tell you the difference between those type of events and my tournaments. And there is no facade about Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Have we raised some money for charity in those 20 events? Yeah, we have. Is it something I make a big deal out of? Nope. Do I pay sales tax to the golf course for the block of tee times I buy? Yes, I do. Am I a charitable organization? No, I am not. I don't lie about it. I don't give off the impression that I am. And that's also why I want people to refer to my events as golf tournaments. A scramble is a charity utilizing golf as a vehicle to raise money. Sometimes it goes well. Sometimes they don't care about the golfer or the golf experience, and they fall back on that they're doing some good to be lazy or not care about who's handing them the money. Every player who has ever played in one of my Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments is all that I care about. Every single one of them. Now, we wish sports were this way, right? That when you went to a sporting event, you knew that the person running that team and that venue actually, they did. They cared about your experience. And some teams do a better job than others. But we're talking thousands of people over many more events, which is why my number is very manageable. Anywhere from 100 to one, I had 120 players at the Todd Wright Tour Championship at Black Diamond Quarry Course a month ago. Everyone said it was my best event yet. And it meant a lot to me. And I shake hands with everybody I can. I look them in the eye. I call them by name. I email them. I text them. So let me tell you the differences. A scramble often doesn't start on time. And they don't care, seemingly, if they start on time. They've already got you there. They've already got your money. They act like it's not a big deal. I don't know about you, but when I hear something is supposed to start at a certain time, or I have an appointment or a reservation, promptness is important to me. Every one of my 20 golf tournaments has started on time. Every single one of them. It is a big deal to me. If I'm going to tell 100 to 120 people to be there by this time, because this is when we start, that is what I'm going to do. It means a lot to me. Maybe that doesn't mean a lot to some of you. It's not a priority. It is to me. I think it is important. Because also, as much as I love having you there, I know you don't want to be there all day. So if I start when I say I'm going to start, I think that's a way to show you I care about what I'm delivering. Let me give you another example. Often when you play in a scramble, you have no idea until you show up that day what's going on. Now, they may put out a flyer. Some flyers are good, some not so good. But until you show up at the clubhouse or hear the pre-tournament announcements, You may be blindsided by some things that are going on. What are their prizes? What's the format? Are there mulligans? Why aren't we starting on time? What tees are we playing? You just kind of go in blind. At a Todd Wright Tour Golf tournament, I tell you everything I possibly can. Now, some things I hold back because I do have twists at my events, and we'll get to that in a second. But you're going to get emails from me in the days and weeks leading up to the event. From me, there'll be blasts and also personal emails. And if you have any questions, you reach out to me and I answer them. I'm even going to tell you a story about Booger McFarland's quote-unquote annual golf tournament at Copperhead. Now, he charges $1,100 to play Copperhead every year in an event his name is on as the host, but he plays in the event and it doesn't seem like he has much of a presence. I know people that have worked the event and played in it. $1,100. Yeah. For a foursome to play Copperhead. I'll already tell you right now, my event next year at Copperhead for a foursome will cost you $396. And I guarantee you, my event will be better than McFarland's. And what's the McFarland fallback? Well, it's for charity. I called to ask for info on that golf tournament, the actual number for it, the actual person assigned to it. Because one of the ways they get you at Booger's tournament to pay $1,100 per foursome is on the flyer, it said premium golfer gifts. I called 3 weeks before the tournament, 3 weeks, around the time of the registration deadline. I asked what the golfer gift was. She said, "Why are you asking?" I said, "If you're asking me for $1,100, I think I have a right to know what I'm getting." She couldn't tell me. That's not good. I know what my golfers are getting, and I am happy to share the details of what they are paying for. Now, sometimes there are surprises, but those are good surprises, not bad surprises. Just another reason I'm excited to host a Copperhead next year. So any of you who have played in the Booger McFarland event just to play Copperhead and pay $1,100 to do so and don't even know what you're getting that day, play in my event instead. You'll save $704. And I will show you a better tournament next summer. I promise you that. If I don't show you a better tournament, I'll give you your money back if you ask for it. Because Booger never knew how to do radio with me, and he sure as hell doesn't know how to run a golf tournament better than me. Besides, it's just his name on it anyway. Like, that's a big deal. All right, let's talk about formats. Those charity fundraisers, commonly called scrambles, that's it. That's all they do. They play that format, that's it. They have cliche contests that are easy to cheat, like long drive or straight drive or closest to the pins. I've gotten rid of a lot of that from my events because I've gotten rid of a lot of cheating at my events. And I distribute prizes a better way, a more fair way, a very transparent way. My formats, well, they vary. For example, the Todd Wright Tour 21 Golf Tournament, coming up in 2 months at the Eagles Golf Club. This is our annual event that we play on an NFL Sunday. And no, as a resident of Tampa Bay, I didn't schedule it on the Sunday of a Buck 1 o'clock home game. I'm not stupid. The Bucks will be playing at 4:30 that day at Los Angeles against the Rams. So when players are coming off the golf course, and I'm starting to feed them with food from Dwayne, who runs food and beverage at the Eagles, and Papa John's of Tampa Bay. It'll be, there'll be baked ziti, there'll be pizza, There'll be salad. There'll be breadsticks. All sorts of great stuff. And I'm giving away prizes. The Buck Ram game, as well as other late afternoon games, will be on the TVs in the clubhouse. See how that works? But before you go on the golf course as a team, you're going to be handed basically what looks like a Vegas parlay card of all the 1 o'clock NFL games. And the spreads will be there, spreads courtesy of my pal Jay Cornegay at the Westgate Superbook. And every team will fill out a card as a team. And for every game that the team picks correctly against the spread, they will earn a point off their tournament golf score. So if they went out and shot par, which isn't a good score in this format, but let's say they shot 72, but they picked 6 1 o'clock NFL games correct, I'm subtracting 6 strokes from their score. Their official tournament score will be 66. No other tournaments do it that way. I do one of those annually. Let me tell you about my Good versus Evil tournament, one of my more popular formats. We did it last year. We've done 3 of them. We did it last year with the wonderful people, James Poulter, Al Aragone, and the Supers at Chichi Rodriguez Golf Club. Speaking of charity organizations, we did an alcohol-free tournament, which also these charity fundraisers are often just an excuse for guys to go out and get shit-faced while playing golf, and because it's for charity, they say, oh, you know, I'm justified getting shit-faced. Golfers don't get shit-faced in my events. I don't give away liquor. I have no liability because of that. I use the liquor license of the club, and they keep all the money from beer and wine. And they do very well. So we are a well-behaved yet fun group, although we did do an alcohol-free tournament because Chichi Rodriguez Golf Club is on the same property as a school. The good versus evil format, it's very simple. I take 9 holes, make them as easy as possible. That's the good. I take 9 holes with the help of the supers and the general manager and the director of golf, and we make it as evil as possible. And people love it. See, my formats vary. Even when we played at Black Diamond for the Todd Wright Tour Championship, we played shamble. That is not scramble. So these are just a few reasons why that blanket term scramble should not be used to describe a Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. It might be a portion, it might not be, of the format we use that day, but it's a blanket term that more accurately describes charities that use golf as a vehicle to raise money. And a percentage of those do not care about the golfer that's spending the money or the golf experience. They just, all they care about is raising cash. And if they don't do something right, their excuse is, well, it's for charity. That doesn't wash for me. Try. Work harder. So my events are also less expensive than those events. Those events cost more to enter. You get to buy mulligans. I have no mulligans. That leads to cheating. They sell raffle tickets. I don't. Raffles are illegal, although technically at a private club you can do it. I don't do a raffle. I don't want you carrying around tickets with numbers you need your reading glasses to read. No. I put your name in a bucket. I draw every name, every single name. And you come up and pick the prize you want. And I save something special to the name picked last. So it isn't a bad thing. Because I want everybody to leave my tournament with something. And I don't make you reach into your pocket out on the golf course. Like for some of these long drive trick shot artists. Or there's been a woman who's been frequenting tournaments in the Tampa Bay area just scamming people out of money for years, and all my players and I hate her. And that's not a strong enough word, because she's just a scam. She sets up hula hoops, and she hands you a bunch of coupons you will never use, and she keeps 50% of the money. That's another thing at some of these events, where you think your money is going to the charity, it's not. You ever see one of those cannons that holds up play? Yeah. Up to 75% of the money you give the guy running the cannon, he's going to keep. It's not going to the charity. It's a small percentage that is. He's making money off being there. So that's why I don't want you or anyone to call a Todd Wright Tour golf tournament or a Todd Wright Tour golf event a scramble. We may use the format as part of what we do, and that is where it ends. There is no other comparison. And if you think otherwise, I want you to come play in one of my events, but you better always hurry to sign up because Todd Wright Tour 19 sold out in 8 days. The Todd Wright Tour Championship at Black Diamond sold out in 5 days. And as I record this podcast, Todd Wright Tour XXI in 2 months at the Eagles Golf Club on Sunday, September 29th, I've sold 11 foursomes in 3 hours. So I'm basically almost halfway there. Email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. But please don't criticize my events by calling them a scramble. You want to go play in a scramble? Go play in a scramble. You want to play in a golf tournament that modernized that format? Got rid of all the bad stuff, cares about the little things, you come play in one of my events. That's how proud I am of them. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. I thank Pin Chasers for their support. Actually, at Todd Wright Tour 21 for the first time, Anthony at Pin Chasers has always been kind to give me everybody some free bowling, and we give away cyber bowling parties and birthday parties and office parties. For Todd Wright Tour 21, we're giving away bowling balls with the Todd Wright Tour 21 logo on them. Now I got to decide what weight. I got to talk to Bengal Ralph. What's like a common weight that most people can throw a bowling ball? I think around 12 pounds. It's a little light, but I don't want to go too heavy. I think most people would throw a lighter ball rather than throw a heavier ball. We got bowling balls to give away. And I get one for myself and put it on the table. It's going to look cool. Pin Chasers 13th Annual Labor Day Marathon, Monday, September 2nd from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Remember it for Labor Day. $12. Bowl as much as you want, as much as you can, for 12 hours until they close the doors at 9 p.m. All three locations, East Pasco, Midtown, and Veterans. Visit pinchasers.net for more details. I also thank Brandon Legal Group for their support of the Todd Wright Tour. They have been putting their logo on golfer gifts for over a year now for various tournaments, including the stylish snapback mesh multicolor hats. A selection of colored hats that we gave away at the last tournament. I still have some to give away at the next event for those that didn't get one. Thanks to Brandon Legal Group, 844-4BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com, your full-service law firm. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast. We'll talk to you next time.